ויען דף יד בייז עמד בייז, תנן הוסם. We learned a Mishneh Maiseres, Hatalson Mishetitzmach. Now, this Mishneh is speaking about where Rashi explains. We had learned that, that by Maiseres, it depends which year they grew. The first 2 years you give Maiser Rishin and Maiser Shaini. The third year you give Maiser Oni. By Yerokes, we learned that if with the, when is it considered the previous year? When is it considered the next year? It matters when it was picked. If it was picked in the after Rosh Hashanah, so it's considered the new year. If it's picked before Rosh Hashanah, it's the previous year. By Yerokes, you go Bosa Lekita. But by other Tvue, and other Peiris, there's different guidelines. How you Cheshbin, from which year do you take Maisa from? Tanan Hosam. We learned a Mishneh in Maisres. Hatalson Mishetitzmach. Let us see what that means. Let us see what Rashi says. Hatalson Min Tavlin. It's a type of a tablin. Mishetitzmach. Acher shnas tzmichosoi humis aser. Maisres are dependent on the year that it was tzameach. We'll see exactly what this means soon. V'loi acher shnas likitosa. You don't cheshbin when it was picked, nor when the tzmicha was. Hatalson mishetitzmach. Hatvue vahazesim mishe yaviyu shlish. Tvue and zesim, they have a, their shear is when a third, when it grew a third of its potential growth, so then that's called the shnas hamaisa. Whichever year it grew a third, that is the shnas hamaisa. Let us see what Rashi says on this. Hatvue. So Rashi says, Tvue includes Dogon, V'tiroish. And wine is also called Tvue, Kruyen Tvue. Dersiv, Kitvuas Goyren, Uchetvuas Yekev. V'hazeisim, and Rashi says, Yitzo. Misheyaviyu Shlish, so now it says, so Misheyaviyu Shlish. Misasrin acher shone shehigiyo boy lishlish bishulom im shniye im shlishes. If they became a third of their potential ripeness occurred in the second year, so the yamafresh maiser rishina maiser sheini. In the third year, maiser rishina maiser oni. Let us see Taisvis. Mishatitzmach lizroim. Perish bekunteris. Rashi, Mishatitzmach lizroim. I don't know if we learned that Rashi. Shahazera tzoymeach besoichoi. That the zroim, the seeds start growing in the peri. That's, that when the seeds start growing, that is the oines hamaisres. Perish bekunteris. Rashi says, Shahazera tzoymeach besoichoi. When the seeds start growing. Ve'enai mashme kein birishalmi de maisres perikame. So Taisa says it doesn't seem like that in the Yerushalmi. Domrinin masnisen kedeshe tizra vetitzmach. When it's tizra vetitzmach, so then it's the oines hamaisres. Frag the Yerushalmi keitzat huboidik. How could he be mevarer this? Now, Mistama, this is the Kasha and Rashi. If according to Rashi, it Mishetitzmach lezroi min shazera tzemeach besoichoi, when the seeds start growing in the talsen, so what's the Kasha keitzad hu boidik? What's there to be boidik? You open it up and you see, are there seeds there? They're not seeds there. What's the problem? And the Yerushalmi does ask, keitzad hu boidik? Rab Shmuel bar Nachmeini b'shem Rab Yoinison, neitel meloi kumtzoi, you take a handful of talsen, v'noisein l'soich hasafol, shalmayim. You put into a basin of water. Im shaka ruba, so if roiv of the talson sinks, does not float, chayeves, then chayev b'maisa. Vim lav ptura. But if it floats, if roiv did not float, did not sink, so it's potter. Rabbi Yoine boy, so Rabbi Yoine asked a shayla, me'ate, he doesn't understand. What does it matter if roiv floats or if roiv sinks? I feel like roiv is floating. Masha shoka yehi chayiv, or masha loy shoka yehi potter. That means that if it is sinking, it seems it's more developed. It's heavier. So then it's chayiv b'maisris. If it doesn't sink, so it's potter in the maisris. So how is it shaykh to chesmu with roiv? Each chelek of talson is different. This one is developed already, this one isn't developed. So the Yerushalmi answers, Ela b'roiv kol preida o preida. That each stickle of talson, you look, part of it doesn't sink completely, and it doesn't float completely. So al kaponim, if roiv of the preida, that's what it means. Every piece of talson, that roiv of it sinks, Reiv of it is submerged, so that is a chayiv b'maisa. Reiv preid o preid at amrit. Mashme, so al kaponim, it seems you need a bdike, and you're bidik it by putting it into water, and if the cheshbin is, the way Rashi says, the cheshbin is when the seeds come, it is no problem. Just go and open up and see did the seeds start growing, and didn't they start growing? So Taisva says, so we see from this that shetitzmach lezroim means something else. Mashme mishetitzmach lezroim hainu shenigmar bishulam kolkach, that this talson is ripe enough, sheim tolshin oison, if you'll go and tear it off, you'll tear off the talson, v'zoyrin oison, and you'll plant it b'mokim acher matzmiach. It seems as follows: when the talson, the Yerushalmi brings the pasuk tvuas zaracho, when you can use tvue for seeds. That means there when the plant comes to a certain ripeness, you can plant the peiri, and it will, and a new plant will grow out. That's called tvua zarecho. So how do we know if this plant is ripe enough, that if you would plant, that the peiri is ripe enough, that if you plant it, it could start growing a new plant? So Chazal had a kabbalah mesoire, that is if the plant is heavy enough, the peiri is heavy enough, that it does not float and it sinks, so that's a simen that it's roi lahatzmiach. If it doesn't sink, so it's not roi lahatzmiach. So Hashemus wants to say, could be Rashi held the zroim alone. That's what Rashi means. It starts growing zroim. It means grows zroim that are able to be matzmiach. So fakert, you have to cheshben with the zroim. Are the zroim roi lahatzmiach? Yes or not? And you can figure this out with putting them in water and see if it floats or if it sinks. Before we see the next taisvus, let's go a little further in the Gemara. We had a shir that by tvue and zeisim, Rashi said tvue includes tiroish, which is wine. So this is wine, wine oil and tvue. So the shona is decided when a shlish, the year which it grew a shlish of its gidol, a third of its gidol, that's called that you're meiser it in this year. Hatvue vazeisim mishiyaviu shlish. Minohani mili. How do we know this? Omar Rav Asi, Omar Rav Yochanan, umotu bo mishmei de Rav Yosi aglili. Omakro. There's a difficult posik. The posik says, Miketz Sheva Shonim, at the end of 7 years, B'moyet Shnas HaShmite, Bechag and the times, b'moyed shnas ha-shmite, after the 7 years, b'moyed in the zman of shnas ha-shmite, b'chag ha-sukkos. So Chazal darshened that it's chag ha-sukkos, and it's the end of 7 years already, it's the end of, and it's still shnas ha-shmite. It's the zman of shnas ha-shmite b'chag ha-sukkos. Frag the Gemara, shnas ha-shmite ma'evidite b'chag ha-sukkos. How does, by the end of the 7 years, the end of the Shemitah year, so Sukkot already is the beginning of the 8th year. So how do you have Shemitah in the beginning of the 8th year? By a vidite bechag Sukkot Shminisi, this is the 8th year. Eloloi malach, kol tvua sheheviya shlish bishviyas lifnei Rosh Hashanah. So the Pasuk is telling us, you could have tvua which a shlish grew in before Rosh Hashanah, in the 7th year. So that's what the Pasuk is telling us. The Pasuk is telling us what guides us, what is machriya to put a label on tvua. Is this tvua of the shnas hashmite? Is this tvua of the shona hashminis? So the criteria is not when it was harvested, when it was cut off. The Pasuk says you can cut it off b'shnas ha-shmini, you can cut it off b'chag ha-sukkos, and that it's called shmitah tvua. So the Pasuk is telling us that if it, even though the zman of cutting it was not b'shnas ha-shviyis, it still grew. And it grew till chag ha-sukkos. But since it grew to a certain development in Shnas HaShmite, so it has a din of Peiri Shviyis, and Memele it has Yisuri Shviyis on it. Loimelach, kol tvua sheviyo shlish b'shviyis, lifnei Rosh Hashanah, ato noig bo minik shviyis b'shmini, so it's considered a Peiri of Shnas HaShmite, even though it was cut and grew later in the Shnas HaShminis. Let us see what Rashi says. Mino hani mili atvue vazesim koi. The Gemara is asking Akasha on tvue and zesim. Where the tvue, Rashi said, means yayin also. So tvue and zesim. Where do we get the shear of shlish kiduloi? The meiser di tu de reise. The afroshes meiser on the goncha tiroishcha v'yitzarecha. This is a de reise di ke meiser. Uminolam. So how do we know the basa shlish ozli? That the cheshbon is the hachra, which year did it grow in, is totally in the year it brought shlish gidulei. The ilu yerek. So Rashi says we learned other about other minim also. The gemara didn't ask him any mili. So Rashi says the ilu yerek tozlo bei rabbonim basa lekitim. By yerek that you go basa lekitim. Whenever you pick it, we learned yesterday that if a person had 2 yerokas, one was picked erev Rosh Hashanah and one was picked in Rosh Hashanah alone, so they considered they're from 2 separate years. By ilan you go basel chanote. Chanote the Miri says as soon as the peiri is visible on the tree, that's called chanote. So there the Gemara doesn't ask minolon. So Rashi says, Maisa di tumidarabonim. Shitas Rashi is like Shitas Taisus we learned yesterday that Maisa Yerokes, Maisa Peiris is adarabonim. But let me bohu minolon. The Gemara doesn't ask minolon, how do you know? Because the whole thing is adarabonim. The Rabonim, they had their cheshbonis when, with how we should decide which shana will be miyaches it to. The Gemara says later a reason why by Yerik you go Bosa Lekite and why by Perish you go Bosa Chanote. The reason is as follows. Yerik Mishum de Geizile Kol Shaita. The Yerik, they used to be constantly, they used to cut it, and used to constantly grow again new. V'hodar Tzomach V'godel Al Mekshonim Shal Shnas Lekitose. And it used to continuously grow from that what it's, what, that it rained on it, or Rashi says in Kedushin they used to use Mayim Shuvim, Yerik is Godol al Kol Mayim. That what they used to water it, so it wasn't dependent on the seasons. They used to go and cut it, and used to continue growing again and again. So Memele, so you look at the Shnas Lakita, normally this was the Shana that it really grew. Is Ozel Bei Bosa Lakita. So you go in the year that it was picked. Normally, the year that was picked, that was the year that it grew on, because it grows al kol mayim. Ilan godel al mei shone shechonat bo. An ilan, the fruit of an ilan, grows in the year that the peiri was choinet. That means that as soon as the ilan gave out a peiri, even though the peiri is minute, is, so that is the year we considered the whole peiri grew. Why? Shayidei sraf shebo be'ilon lifnei chanote, because of the sap that is in the ilon before the chanote, peiroisov chointin uboi nigmorim. So that means as follows. Let us say that for practical purposes, let's say an ilon was choinet reish chaydish elu. You took, and then the fruit was minute. The fruit was picked, let's say, reish chaydish kislev. The fruit was picked tafshin and dalad reish chaydish kislev. It was, the chanata was reish chaydish elu tafshin and gimel. So we consider that the fruit had grown completely in Tavshin and Gimel. Why is it that way? Because the rains of Tavshin and Gimel had entered a srof into the Ilon. That means the Ilon now is independent already. The Ilon does not need any more rains. The Ilon is now bekoyech to produce the peiri. The peiri does not derive any koiches from the rains of Tavshin Nun Dalet. It is already, the peiri already is growing from the rains of Tavshin Nun Gimel. So therefore we say this peiri, even though it grew in Tavshin Nun Dalet, even though it was picked in Tavshin Nun Dalet, but lemaise, the potential to grow and the koiches that were needed, that it should grow, accumulated from the rains of Tavshin Nun Gimel. So therefore, we say the Shnas Giduloi is the Shona that it's Chaynet by. That's what Rashi says. Ilan Godel Almei Shona, it grows on the rainwater of the year Shechonet bo. Shayidei Srav Shebo Be Ilan Lifnei Chanota, because of the Sorof that enters the Ilan before the Chanota, Peiroisav Chayntin Uboi Nigborim. So the Peiroisav come out, and the enigma, Shesraf, Eilon, Eilov, Nichnas, Peperi, Tomid, Umimenu, Godu. So if you're clearing from which year did this grow, it grew, the Shonel was Chaynet by. But that, these are the Rabbonu, the Kecheshboinis, and the Chazal had these reasons. But here we're speaking about the Reise, the Kemaisa. Here there's a Psanu Din of Shlish Kiduloi. So what is the makar of this shir? So the Gemara brought a posik. It says that it's mikayt sheva shonim b'moyed shnas hashmita b'chag ha-sukes. So the Gemara says shnas hashmita b'chag ha-sukes mayavidite likreis chag ha-sukes shebesoyv sheva shonim shnas hashmita. The sukes after shmita, you're calling the shnas hashmita, hakrei kva yotza hashmita miroish shone kva nichnes hashminis. Elo loy malach, v'hochi kom akro, yesh lecha dovo, shehu shel shminis. Really, it grew in shminis. 2/3 of it grew in shminis. V'hu osa kishviyis, but it has hu kishviyis on it. V'eiza izu tvue sheyeviyo shlish. This is tvue sheyeviyo shlish. Lakaman porich, later the Gemara's gonna ask, Mimaide ba'ayo shlish koma, where do you see in the posik this magic number that it grew? That is true. You see from the posik that it is possible that the 8th year, there should still be dinei shmita noyik. That's what it says in the pasuk. You can't get away from that. But how did you figure this out, that the pasuk is telling us that we're speaking about tzvua that grew a shlish in the eighth, in the seventh year, and that tzvua has kedusha shviyis in the eighth year? Where do you see this cheshbon? So that's Bemison Rav Zeira's kasha to Rav Asi. V'dilma loy ayol klal. Who tells you that pshat in the posik is that tvue which grew a shlish in the seventh year, even though 2/3 of it grew in the eighth year, and it was harvested in the eighth year, has kedusha shviyis? Who tells you that's pshat in the posik? Maybe pshat in the posik is we're speaking about that the tvua b'chlal didn't grow anything in the seventh year. What is the pasuk telling us that in the eighth year there are dinei shmita? V'komar achmona tishamet v'teisel at chag asukis. That's not in the pasuk. The pasuk is telling us a different aloche. That hilchos shviyis, you're not allowed to work on the kalk, you're not allowed to make charish, you're not allowed to make ketzirim. These are halachis which are negeya to the kalke. So the pasuk is telling us, there's a din taisva shviyis. Just like you're not allowed to work before shviyis, you're not allowed to work after shviyis. Till when? Till sukkis. Maybe that's what the pasuk is telling us. Let us see Rashi. V'dilma loy ayil klal. V'afilu loy ischilo lizbashel b'shviyis. The tvua did not even start getting ripe. Koma rachmone mitzvah shviyis li moshech isura at chagasukis. The pasuk is telling us that the mitzvah shviyis, the isa ktsire, the isa harishe, that extends till chagasukis milachesh velikzer. But where did you see this in the pasuk? So the Gemara says, leisalke daitoch. No, you can't say that. Tersiv, because there's a different pasuk. What's the different pasuk? It says, V'chag ha'osiv b'tzeis hashona. V'chag ha'osiv b'tzeis hashona. Now, the poshib shat is also shver, because the poshib shat is V'chag ha'osiv, which means chag ha'sukis, is b'tzeis hashona, the end of the year, which is not true. Sukis is not the end of the year. The sukis is the beginning of the new year, it's not the end of the year. So the posik is a shver posik. But the Gemara has now a new taich in the pasuk. V'chag ha'osiv b'tzeis hashon. My osiv. What is the translation of osiv? Ilei mechag habo bizman asif. If the pasuk means that this is the yontif that comes bizman asif, that means with the Torah is telling us which season of the year the sukkahs come. Comes bizman asifa, the time when one brings in the tvua into the house from the fields. So the Gemara says that's not pshat and posik, because it says in the same posik ba'ospecha, it says ba'ospecha as meisecha. So the posik says when we're speaking about. So why did the posik have to mention again? It's chag ha'osif. The Torah said ospecha ma'asecha. Elo my osif. Kotzer. The translation of Osif is Kotzer. It means not bringing in the tvue that was drying out during the whole summer. No, Osif means Kotzer. V'chag ha'osif. The tvue which you will cut v'chag, you'll cut chalamoid, chveis, it's a davar ha'ovid, cut through a goy, chveis, v'chag ha'osif, the tvua that you will cut in yontev sukkis, v'kimlu l'rabbonon, now the rabbonon had nu, the chol tvua sheniktzera b'chag, every tvua that you're able to cut it, that means it is ripe enough to be cut, Bechag, biyodua sheheviyo shlish lifnei Rosh Hashanah. Chazal had a formula that if the tvua is ripe enough to be cut on Sukkis, so the tvua before Rosh Hashanah had reached 1/3 of its gidl. So what is the Pasuk telling us? V'kokori lo. So the Pasuk is telling us V'chag ha'osiv, that the tzvua that is cut in Sukkis, which year are you miyachesed to give ma'isa b'tzeis hashone from the previous year? That is pshatn pasuk v'chag ha'osif b'tzeis hashone. So b'meile v'kokori lo b'tzeis hashone, and the pasuk says b'tzeis hashone. Let us see Rashi. The Gemara, so before we had brought a posik, Miket Sheva Shonim B'moyet Shnas HaShmita B'chag HaSukkos. So there we had difficulties in the posik. What is the posik telling us that B'chag HaSukkos is Noyik Shnas HaShmita? So the Gemara wanted to tell us, first wanted to say that the posik is telling us that if you have Tzvuah, you have tvuah that grew a shlish in Shnas HaShmiteh, so it has Kedusha Shviyas b'chag HaSukkos. Then the Gemara said, no, maybe the Pasuk is telling us something else, that you're not permitted to work on the Sodis till Chag HaSukkos. So the Gemara says, Leisal kedaitach de lishtoikro. No, you can't say that the Pasuk is speaking about this. Elok sheviyu shlish de muchach kro achinim. From the second pasuk we see klal that peiris which were cut in Sukkis were heviu shlish before Rosh Hashanah. Now I don't understand pshatn this Rashi. Maybe it's pshatn the Gemara. I mean, this pasuk v'chag ha'osiv v'tzeis hashanah, that pasuk is telling us this yesod, that a peiri that is harvested, that is caught in Sukkis, was heviyo shlish before Rosh Hashanah. But who tells us that the previous pasuk has to be telling us the same halacha? The previous pasuk could be telling us a different halacha. There's a din tais v'shviyis, you're not allowed to be chayrish in kaitzer till Sukkis. I mean, the Gemara had a different halach in the pasuk. Where do we see from this pasuk shot in the other pasuk? The other pasuk is a part of a pasuk. That means when the Gemara asked the Kasha, the Gemara said, how do you know that that's pshat in this pasuk? Maybe this pasuk is telling us a din toisvis. We're not speaking about tvuah. The first pasuk is not speaking about tvuah shevi or shlish. The first pasuk is speaking about you didn't have any tvuah at all on the field. The pasuk is telling us, but you're not allowed to work on the field till Sukkot. That was the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara says, I have a different pasuk that tells me that you go bosa havoshlish. True, that's this posik. But how does that prove that the first posik, that this is shot in the first posik? Rashi says leisalke daitech the lishtoi kro. The posik can only be speaking about elk shebi yishlish the muchach kro achine. Now from this posik you see that that's shot in the first posik. V'chag ha'osif b'tzeis hashone. My chag ha'osif. Ilema, if you'll tell me that who shame Sukkis, that Chag HaOsef means that's the name of the Yom Tov, that's called Sukkis. Mishum, why is Sukkis called Chag HaOsef? Mishum de Bob is Manasife, Lomali de Kosav Bechat Krotei Zimis. Why does the Pasuk have to mention twice in one Pasuk, Oksiv Bahu Kro Gufei, Ba'os Becho Es Maisecho? So it's telling us when this Chag is. It's the Chag Bezman Asife. Hello, my osif kotze, v'hochi koma, v'chag, v'yontif, asheru ba'os b'chos ma'isecho, that means Sukkis, min asodim. Osif, asheratza kotze boy, that which you will cut, einoi mishona hanichneses, we're not miyaches the tvuim to the new year, hello, mishona hayoitzeis, v'limdech kam, Shektir hachag, that the kotzir of that which is cut in Sukkot time, hoylech acher shone sheobro. Kimlu rabbonon sheomru atvua acher shlish, techol tvua shenikzeres bechag, v'yedua sheivio shlish lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Any tvua that was cut bechag, v'yedua sheivio shlish lefnei Rosh Hashanah. So that is the Mekoyer, that by Tvu we go Bosa Havoa Shlish. Let us see Toisvis. Ha-Tvue Perish Bekuntris. What does Tvue mean? Dogon Vesirash Kruyen Tvue. Terseiv Ketvuas Goyren Chetvuas Yeke. So Tvue includes wine. And then it says Zaysim. So in other words, according to Rashi, the Tan is telling us that the three minim, which are chayev b'maisres min ha-teire, d'goncho, siroishcha v'yitzorecho, these three minim, the shnas ha-maiser is dependent when they grew a shlish kidulam. V'yev shalayma came. So Taisva says, Tvue does not include grapes. Does not include wine. Choda, the imkain, if Tvue includes grapes, because it says Tvuas Yekev, the imkain loy lisni zesim. Why do you say have Tvue bahazesim? Will have a bachlal Tvue, kamoyanovim. The Tavayu bachlal Tvuas Yekev Nino. Yekev was a boil that the wine used to drip into, and it seems that there was such a boil that the oil used to drip into. It's also called a yekev. So if yekev includes wine, it includes oil also. So the mail, why did he have to mention hatvue vahazesim? V'oid, another kasha. The shir acher tone gabi anovim. The shir by grapes is not mishir v'yoshlish. There's a different shir. The Mishnah says, "Beperikama de Maisres, the snan we learned ho anovim v'habe ushim, the grapes and the beushim. So the shear is mishiyav ishu. This is a shear. Mishiyav ishu goes on beushim and it goes on anovim. Ubeushim min anovim. It's a type of a grape. Miloshin v'yas beushim. So you see, klo." The anovim and buushim, what is the shear of when it's chayev b'maiser and the yimyachas the shnas ha-maiser when it comes that shear, the shear is mishiyavishu, period. Okay, so you see, it's not mishiyavishlish, mishiyavishu. The is the garsi habeushim. Others are geiris, not ha'anovim ve'habe'ushim. No, the geiris ha'anovim habe'ushim. It's a certain type of a grape. Now, if you geiris like this, so then there's no kash and rashi. That means that the Mishnah is speaking about ha'anovim habe'ushim, a certain type of grape. The shir is mishiyavishu. The Mishnah is speaking about a normal grape, that's Mishahevishlish, then they don't have a kasha and Rashi. Abu Yerushalmi Gassinim Ha'anovim Ve'habu'ushim Mishayavishu. Rabbi Zeir B'shem Rabbi Yossi Mishayikorei Ba'ushim. So Abu Yerushalmi Vaistois that the Girsa is Ha'anovim Ve'habu'ushim, so we have a kasha. So we see here that the shir by Anovim is not Mishahevishlish. It's a different shir, Misha Yavisha. V'tzorich, so Taisus is choylik on Rashi. But now Taisus says, good, there's a different shir. V'tzorich tam, but really now we have to start explaining. Lama lo yazlinam ba'novim bosa shlish, k'may b'tvu v'zeisim. Why should there be a difference between grapes and tvu and zeisim? May haikro gufa de maisi hocha. Why, number one, should anovim be different? And number two, in Perkama de Maisres, it says a whole bunch of different shiurim. Betainim, v'anovim, v'rimoinim, and each one is a different shiur. V'tuva d'choshiv hosso. So how do we know these shiurim? It's so modern. This is anovim and zeisim is mishevi ushlish, and all other minim have different shirim. Tainim is one shir, anovim is another shir, remoinim is the third shir. Why is it that way? So Taisus says, v'ilav anovim, if it wouldn't be for anovim, akul achina lehava chayshina. My whole problem is only on Ovim. That Latenim Evashir and Ramayim Evashir, the Lav Deraisa, it's a Meiser Derabonon. Chazal wa Machadish the whole Meiser, and they had Chishbonis. This is this Shir. This is another Shir. That's not Gefelach. Elam Novim Deraisa Ninum. The Chsiv Tiresh V'Yitzo. So why is it that the Dogon in Yitzos, Mishaviyu Shlish, and Tiroish is a different Shir? Mishayavishu. Venirali. So Taisus answers as follows. The Chol Oison Shiurim. All the Shiurim that it says by all the Minim, by Tainim, by Remoinim, all the Shiurim who have Shlish Shalohem. That is the Shir when it grew a third of its growth. Ay, Zbohoda like Tony Mishayaviyu Shlish. So why do you have to say this one, such a simon, this one, such a simon, say everything, Mishaviyu Shlish, Kedektonik, Abitvu, Evizaisim. So Taisvis answers, Mishum de Bekulu, Efshalitain, Behem, Simon. Zakel. There are outward simonim, studying the Peiri, you could see on the Peiri that it already grew a Shlish, there are simonim on the Peiri. Chutz mitvu v'zeisim, but tvu and zeisim are problematic. There's no outward simon. So therefore, the Gemara says by tvu and zeisim, what do you do? So I'm just telling you, when it came, it reached a third of its growth. Fakert, the Chiddushi Aran brings a Yerushalmi. How do you figure this out? So the Yerushalmi says you take a shiboilis, a kernel of wheat. Which is ripe, which is completely ripe. And you take three of these kernels. If three of these kernels weigh as much as one shibboleth, so then you know that these kernels came to it's a third of its growth. You figure it out by the weight. That's what the Yerushalmi says. But Al Kapon and Fakat, hey, Viyu Shlish is a problem. That means I have to figure out what the matzav of the Tvua is. So by all the other meaning, it's including Anovim, there are simonim on the etzim fruit. You could recognize that it's heavy shlish. Tvue and zeisim, you can't recognize. So there, the Gemara is saying, the Mishnah is saying, it's mishabiyu shlish. Bechein mashme b'Yerushalmi, the gabi hatalson. So that thesis says everything is megiyu shlish. We had another shir. We learned talson, which is a tavlin, mishe tatzmach. So Taisus learns when if you plant it, a new fruit could grow out of it. Dorish lo rab zeire midich seed. How do you know that's the shear when it can start, when you could plant it and a new fruit would grow? Dorish lo rab zeire midich seed aser ta aser is called tvuas zaracha. Tvue that could be planted. Dovo shehu nizra umatzmiach. Yotza poches mishli sheinei nizra matzmiach. So here you see the thought that it's not a new shir of nizra matzmiach. That's the shir of shlish. Poches mishli, you'll plant it, it won't grow. So we see these different shiurim are not different shiurim. It's the same shir. But this we have a simen. We have ways of recognizing that it's a gil shlish. Rab Chanina b'shem Rabbi Omar. Zeisim va'anovim sheloi heviyu shlish mashkin hayotzi mehem einon. The Tosfos HaRosh brings mis'asrim, which makes a lot of sense. That the mashkin that is yotzi from anovim, that's less than a shlish, there's no din ma'isa. Einon mis'asrim. So you see klar that anovim the shir is pochus mishlish. The Mishnah said mishayavishu. So you see that's the same thing. The im taima. So finished. So now Taisvis was mevara that besides Ilonois and besides Yerokis, he says the shear of all these minim. No, forget Ilonois also. The shear of all the minim is havor shlish. That's how Taisvis forget. Not like Rashi. Rashi said that Ilonois is chanot. Taisvis says nitazoi. Tainim, anovim, remainim. that the shir is the shir is avo shlish. Now there's simonim on the different fruits. So therefore the Mishnah tells us the simonim. But everything is avo shlish. Besides yirokis, which is b'shas lakita. Pintoima afrektoisves veheichi yalfin en hoche chiev meiser mishviyis. How, so the Gemara learned out, we bring a pasuk, Mikait Sheva Shonim B'moich Nas HaShmita B'chag HaSukkis. So we learn out that you could have Peiris. You could have Peiris B'chag HaSukkis. And they have Dinei Shmita on them because they brought a Shlish Koidim Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara says, so let us understand one thing. The Mishnah is speaking about Maisres. When is it considered the Shona of Maisres? It's called the Shona Shniyah, the Shona Shlishis. When is it called Chodesh? When is it called Yoshon? The Gemara is speaking about Maisres. And the Gemara brings a posik by Shviyas. That just like by Kedusha Shviyas, you go Bosa Shlish Keduloi. So the Gemara says, so what then by Maisres you also go Bosa Shlish Keduloi? V'im Toima. How did the Gemara know to learn out Dine Meiser from Dine Shviyas? Well, where do we see a difference? So Tosfos says, I'll prove to you there's a difference. V'aloi kol ilonois hoilchen l'shviyas bosachanota. All trees, when we're clear a shaila, does the peri have a din shviyas? Does the peri not have a din shviyas? So you go bosel chanot when the peri first comes out. Vanovim nami bechlal kidemrine lekamon. By grapes it's also shviyas bosel chanot. Omri rabbonon ilam bosel chanot yerek bosel lekite tvuah vezeisim bosel shlish. So we see now that by shviyas, peris and tvuah have two different shiurim. Peiris is bosa. Peiris is ilon a bosa chanote. Tu is bosa raboi shlis. Vafilu hochi le'inye lischayev b'maiser shir echod ha'mafurish b'peirikame. Shir acha ha'mafurish b'peirikame de maisres. Legabi maisres fakert, it's a different shir. So the shir of maisres is a bos shlish by ilonis. That's what Taisa says. All these are a shir of a bos shlish. By Shviyas, there's a Shir of Chanote. So Al Kaponim, from Ilonis, we see that the Shir of Shviyas and the Shir of Maisres are two different Shirim. So even though the Gemara brought a Raya that by Tvue, the Pasuk is speaking about Tvue, and the Pasuk is telling us that Tvue Shehevi Shlish B'Shviyas is also B'Shminis, but what Shaiches does this have with Maisres? Maisres and Shviyas have two different halachas, and the proof of the pudding is from an ilam, that by shviyas you go basa chanote, and by maisa you go basa avor shlish. V'yesh loima. So Tosfos answers as follows. The bikulu, by all peiris niche, it's very good that there's a difference. The chazu kishiyo hamefurish behem. Avor shlish, they're edible, they're usable. When they bring a shlish. So memele, meiser is dependent when it's roi to be used. It's edible. So memele, so therefore, meiser is totally an avor shlish. Kedusha shviyas is not totally an avor shlish. Chanote is also sufficient. For schoinet b'shviyas, it is kedusha shviyas. Avot tvuah v'zeisim, koidim avor shlish namichozi. Tvuah v'zeisim, they're usable before they even bring a shlish. Kedamrin in perik hamaytziyayim. An pikinun shem. What does an pikinun mean? Shemen zayish shalay hevi shlish. This is shemen zayish shalay hevi shlish. Shemeisher haseyo umaaden habosa. That means so the oil that is derived from zaysim koidim shevian shlish is a shimush. You could use it as madan aboso. Vamrine bepekelo oivrin amelon shel tabochem pas tvuish lehevia shlish. Al kaponim, you see, tvue has a shimush before habo a shlish. Zaysim have a shimush before habo a shlish. מהי טיימן ניחה דקושה לטווי אהנוך מנודון דזלינם בוסו שליש. So that's pshat in the whole sugya. The whole sugya, the Gemara asked, why by Tvue, why should you have to wait? Why should you have to wait by Tvue till it brings a shlish in order to be magdir? That's the shona of this Tvue when it brings a shlish. If it's usable before it brings a shlish, why dafka shlish? Given the mikoidem lochein chosu, umay siraya mishviyas, tafilu lishviyas loy misharinon at havo shlish, kolshkin lishchayev b'mais, do shari lo, nistazlini lishviyas boso chanote, felochi loy mechayev b'mais, radamoto lishira mefurish bem, so pshat is it's a kolshkin from Ilonois, Ilonois, by maiser, their shiris havo shlish, and AFLP came by Shvius, they have an earlier shir. So if Tvue by Shvius has a din of Havor Shlish, so Zicher by Maise wouldn't have an earlier shir. So that is Pshat in the Raya from the Pasuk. Minig Shvius Bishmi. The Gemara learns out from this Pasuk that if Tvue grew heavy shlish b'shviyis, it's also b'shminis. Taima de la'el nafkelon mi'b'chorish uva'kotzer tishbois, kotzer shel shviyis ha'yoytze l'maytzoi shviyis, that the kotzer that grew, that the kotzer of shviyis, ha'yoytze l'maytzoi shviyis, that's dine shviyis. U'peirish b'kuntres, what does kotzer shel shviyis mean? K'gain t'vue she'vi shlish b'shviyis atom noig bo minik shviyis b'shminis. So there's another pasuk that tells us that tvue shehevi shlish b'shviyis yinoig by minik shviyis. V'yeshloima the ime hoche hava mine the hod yinoig by minik shviyis b'shminis. So Taisva says two different pasukim. The pasuk which we are learning now, haynu diktusha shviyis nehegis pe. That means if something was heavy shlish and tvu was heavy shlish b'shviyis, so it has, so in shminis it has kedusha shviyis. What does that mean? Tasira b'schoire, not allowed to do schoire with it. It's peir shviyis. V'chayovim bebiyur, v'shar dinei peir shviyis. Not allowed to destroy it. It has kedusha shviyis. Avol lachrosh v'liktzer v'lader oisei tvue, but if you'll ask me a shail, am I permitted to plow around the tvu? Am I permitted to cut the tvu normally? The dover ha-toli b'avoydis ha-oretz. This is toli in avoydis ha-oretz. And kivin the navke shvi yishori. Afilu l'tzorech peir shvi yis. I would say that v'shteitzich the peiri has kedusha shvi yis. It's a shvi yis tike peiri. It grew a shlish in shvi yis. So it's a shvi yis tike peiri that has kedusha shvi yis. But if you're clearing a shayl, he's allowed to do a malocha in the soda b'shminis, was geit mir on that a shvi yis tike peiri will derive benefit from it, but the malocha I'm doing b'shminis. That's why they need the pasuk b'chori shebakotzer tishbois, to tell me that one is not permitted to do melocha in asada b'shminis, if a pri shviyis will derive benefit from it. So that's a din in toisvis. Dilav hochi ma toisvis shaykh bepeire shegodlo b'shviyis b'mayde siri b'shminis. If the pasuk would only tell us that a peiri that grew b'shviyis, you're not allowed to eat b'shminis, that is not called tois b'shviyis. You're not allowed to eat a peiri shviyis. He has the kedusha shviyis on it. That's not toisvis. But now the toisvis says that there are two psukim in the tongue, two distinct dinim. This is a dinim toisvis. You're not allowed to work on the karka b'shona hashminis if a pri shviyis will derive benefit from it. Elo mai osif kotzer. Avo mikol mokem pashte dikro chaka bo bizman asifo. Bekole betzeis ha-shone, mikol mokem bahaiko lechudei leisagi ilav v'moyit shnas ha-shmitze b'chag ha-sukis. Here again, Taisa doesn't explain why not, why this posik is not sufficient. We need the first posik. But kaponim, we learn out we learn out, Taisis, from these psukim, that you go, boso, shlish gedule. Now we're going to have a very interesting gemara. Omalei Rabbi Yirmiye le Rabbi Zeire. So this whole cheshbon that we came to the conclusion that tvue, which grew a shlish, b'shona hashviyis, let's start the other way, tvue, which was niktzar, b'shona hashminis b'chag asukis, Zicher was heavy shlish b'shona hashviyis. There's a formula. Omalei Rabbi Yirmiye le Rabbi Zeire v'kimlu le Rabbonon ben shlish le poches mishlish. The Chazal knew exactly. You're telling me that if it grew a shlish, it's dinei shviyis on it, it's dinei shona shniyah on it. If it didn't grow a shlish, it has dinei shlishis on it. So you tell me Chazal knew exactly, this is a psamiradika formula, that if it's roy to be cut in Chagasukis, it had to bring a shlish before Rosh Hashanah. Chazal knew punktlich, and if it was less than a shlish, if it was a fourth, Chazal knew exactly that it's a shlish. That's Rabbi Yirmiye Shaila to Rabbi Zeire. Omar Lei Lav Aminaloch Lei Tapik Nafshoch Levar Mehilchese. Rabbi Yirmiye always had this problem. This Rabbi Yirmiye is in Baba Basra also, and by Nippel, there's a sugi over there. There in Baba Basra, they sent him out of the Beis Medrash, and he came back and get poshut. So that was, he missed the rave of Baba Basra in the yeshiva, then they sent him out of the Beis Medrash. Here it seems, but he also asked, he asked, Chazal nu punktlich, this is the shir. So the Rabbi Zeire answered him, lav aminaloch leitapik nafshoch levar mehilchese. Don't ding sich on the halachas of Chazal. Kol mideis chachomim keinu. All the shiurim of the chachomim are mitzumtzum deke shiurim, and that's it. It's not a mashahu more, a mashahu less. Ba'aboim so hu toivol. There's a shir, how do we know that there's a shir aboim so? There's a certain amount, gufay shal odom is oile, it's aboim so. Aboim so hu toivol. An odom beinini could be completely submerged in aboim so. Ba'aboim so chosa kutiv. If there's little less than aboim so, ain't a yochelitvo. This is the shir. Kebeye mitame tumas oichlam. We learn out from a posik that a oichel that is nechel bebas achas, the amount of food that can be swallowed at one time without being chewed, is a kebeye. But that's it. A kebeye mitame tumas oichlam. That's it. Kebeye chosa shumshum ain't a mitame tumas oichlam. Chazal said, this is the shir. Shloisha al shloisha metame medres. Shloisha al shloisha chosel nima achas ene metame medres. If you have a material, it's chosili yeshiva. Chazal said, three tvochim by three tvochim is chosili yeshiva. A mashu less than three tvochim by three tvochim, it's not chosili yeshiva. So Memela, so he told them, don't chepe with the shiuri of Chazal. Let us see what Rashi says. At Chazal knew that if it's roi to be harvested in Sukkis, it had to bring a shlish. B'shona she'ovro. The Ran says, we had mentioned before, how do you know if it's heavy shlish? So the Ran says, you weigh three kernels, connected one kernel. So the Ran says, Rabbi Yirmiye's kasha was, here we're speaking about tvua that's mechuba. Mechuba de ketvua, you can just judge by looking at it. You're not, we're looking at the tvua. So how did Chazal We're looking at we're saying a yesod, all mechuba de ketfua, which is harvested by sukkis, was maybe shlish. By looking at mechuba de ketfua, you don't have any way of proving it. So that was Rabbi Yirmiyahu's kasha. That's how the Ran says. And Rabbi Zeira told him, "Fregnish ken kashas." Hoda omer Rabbi Yirmiyahu. Okay, Rabbi Zeira kiret frum reid. Rabbi Yirmiyahu had gehalten by zayt. Hoda omer Rabbi Yirmiyahu lav milse hi da omris. Rabbi Yirmiyahu said, "You know, my kasha is not a kasha. Chazal takenu." But he brought a different raya. The boy minei chavraya mirav kahane. The chaverim asked Rav Kahane, "Oimer sheikrivu Yisrael bechnisosam laoretz." When Yidden were makriv the Oimer, when they came first into Eretz Yisrael, mehechen ikrivu. Where did they get the tvua to be makriv it from? What's the problem? Im toimer da ayil biyad nochi, it grew by the Knanim. That means it grew by them already. Is ktzirchem omar rachmona v'loy ktzir nochi. That means if it grew before Klal Yisrael came in, before they harvested it, so memela you can't bring, it has to be ktzirchem. This is called, if it became ripe by the goyim, it's called ktzir nochi. A little before it was cut. Because since it's chazi to be cut, it's called ktzir nochi. So Memela, how were they makriv the Oimer? Frech the Gemara, Mimayda Akrivu. What's the problem? Who says they were makriv the Oimer? Dilma loy Akrivu. Maybe they weren't makriv the Oimer. So the Moses loy Salkadait. Well, Zich were makriv the Oimer. The Chsiv, it says in the Posik, Vayoichlu, they ate, Me'avur ha'oretz, from the Tvue of Eretz Yisrael, Mimochas haPesach. They ate from the Tvua Mimochas haPesach, which the Gemara seems to learn now, means that the day after the Yom Tov Pesach, which is Tes Zayin Nissen. Mimochas, so the Pasuk says, you know when they ate from the Tvua? They ate from the Tvua Echalamoit. First Echalamoit. Mimochas haPesach Ochul, Meikor Eloi Ochul. They ate Mimochas haPesach, and Amikor Eloyoch. Why? Da'akrivu Oimer, because first they were makriv the Kolben Oimer, v'hoda Ochli. So that proved that they were makriv the Kolben Oimer. Now let's get back to the Kashe. Meheichon ikrivu. Where did they get tvue to be makriv for the Oimer? They need ktzirchem, not ktzirnochem. Omar Lehen, so Rav, that's the yes Rav Kahane. Omar Lehen, so Rav Kahane answered them, Kol Shalai Hevi Shlish Biyad Nochi. That means, if a Shlish did not grow by the Knanim, so Memele, if the Shlish did not grow by the Knanim, so Memele, so it's not called Ktsir Nochi, because that means if the Yidden took over the fields before it grew a shlish, so by the Knanim it didn't have a shame tvua yet by them, so it's not called ktsir nochi, it's called ktsirchem. So kol shalai hevi shlish biyad nochi, if it did not grow a shlish biyad nochi, so memele, so then it could be called ktsir Yisrael. Vidilma, frek de gemore, vidilma ayo, so memela, so what's the teretz? So the teretz is, when they came into Eretz Yisrael, they inspected the tvue, and they saw that the tvue had not grown a shlish. So memela, they were makrib de yoimer. So memela, now Rabbi Yirmiyahu asked, vidilma ayo, if you'll say that it's impossible for a person to be mitzamtzim exactly to know when it is a shlish and when it is less than a shlish. V'dilma ayil v'loy kimlu. Maybe when they came in, it had already grown a shlish by the goyim. And so b'mel, you can't use it anymore for the oimer. Elo kimlu. So akochoch, if they were makriv the oimer, we have to say that Chazal were able to look at Tvua when they came in, They were able to judge the Tvua, the Ranva, after Reinevolt, when it was Mechuba yet. Well, they had it inspected already. They came in as Sora Benis, and they had to inspect the Tvua. Was it Ayo Shlish or Loy Ayo Shlish? So when they came in, they were able to inspect it and see that Loy Ayo Shlish. So you see, Klo, they were able to be Mavchen. Ele Kimlu, Ochinami Kimlu, Ochinami Kimlu. Let us just see Rabbi Kivega's Akasha. So Rabbi Kivega says, Ele Kimlu and Gilyan Ashas, Ochinami Kimlu. Tamu Ali. So Rabbi Kivega asks, the Eich Daime Ze Loze de la El. Where do you see from this to what we asked before? De la El, Shaloi Reinu Atvua Koidem Rosh Hashanah. We did not inspect the Tvua Koidem Rosh Hashanah. We said, Ela Atok Shekoitzchen Oysa Besukis. That means we're working retroactive. We look at the Tvua now in Sukkis. So we're saying, the Tvua now in Sukkis that is able to be harvested was Hevi Shlish Gedulai before Rosh Hashanah. Ubanu Lodoin Miderech Klal. We're making a formula. The Chol Shenik Tzeres Bechak Hevi Yashlish Kaidim Rosh Hashanah. Bozei Yeshloime Dekele Kimlu. Could be Rabbi Yomi asked very good. How could Chazal know? You're working retroactive. If now it's Chozi Liktire, so that means that before Rosh Hashanah is Hevi Shlish. How could Chazal know this? When they came to Eretz Yisrael, they inspected the Tvua. So that's true. They are able to, what they see in front of them, and that they're mevinim. That they can judge the Tvua that it's Lohei Vishlish. That's true. If they see it, they'll tell you it's Lohei Vishlish. It's Mechuba. That's good. They could do it. But this is a bigger kunz. But to figure out what was Niktzar Sukkis, to tell me that was Loi Hevi Shlish, that was Hevi Shlish Rosh Hashanah, this is a bigger kunz. Where do you see that they can do this? So from this Bekiyas, how do we see that Bekiyas?